Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, come on, y'all. Let's back up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Monday through Friday, we are live around the
world on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. We are also featured on iArtistRadio.com. Thank you so much for the love, because of all of y'all. It's just not my show. This is our show. So if y'all continuing to tune in and listen, those new listeners that are calling in, welcome. Welcome to the hottest morning show ever, right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We OD on positivity. You won't get all that crazy stuff about who shot John, why they did it, who's sleeping with who and why. And if I do feature it, I'm going to give y'all a little spin on it. You know, sometimes you got to get yourself educated. Find out what's going on in the world. I want to go ahead and just jump right into it. I'm on one today. So today I'm just going to play music that helps me stay on one in a positive sense. But I want to make sure that I'm talking to everybody and sharing the truth, sharing love, sharing wisdom, sharing a smile, sharing a laugh, sharing happiness. And a lot of times we have issues in our lives because we stay locked into our little box, our little house. It's us, our spouse, our kids. We go to work, we go to school, we go to church, we go to the grocery store, we go shopping, we get what we need. We might call a friend or two, we might go to a birthday party, a wedding, a baby shower, we come home and that's it. If I don't see it on the news, if I don't talk about it at work, it really doesn't exist. And there's so much going on in this massive world that we have to find out what's going on. Those of us who have been raised in the church and we understand the church language and the church jargon and we call ourselves Christians, how are you going to fight against something or encourage somebody or help somebody get through something if you don't know what's going on? So a lot of times you don't get caught up into the gospel, and that's why we say we're in the world and not of the world. You don't get caught up in the gossip. I can't even get it out right. You don't get caught up in the gossip. You don't go and watch reality shows just to sit there and find out what's going on so you can talk about it and spread all the drama. But you do need to find out what's going on. You do need to make yourself aware. It's just like watching the news. You can't sit there and tell somebody how horrible gossip is and how bad it is when you don't know what you're talking about. People know you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I don't know. I don't know what that show is called. A lot of people are on this show called Scandal. Why is Scandal so popular? You can't come against anything if you don't know what it is. And I'm not saying come against Scandal, y'all. Please don't get it. I'm just trying to let y'all know that sometimes you got to get in where you fit in, so you can help everybody else win. Oh, that was flowing. I just made that up. Get in where you fit in so you can help everybody else win. We're going to have a good time today. Start the show off right with Kirk Franklin's September, a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Everybody has had a September in their life. September is that newness, that fall, that feeling that you get. And today I want to play that feel-good music for you, get you up, get you dancing, help you loosen your muscles, help you de-stress, get some things off your mind. We're going to talk about a few things today. Don't worry, to all of my fake listeners, we still going to do the Ms. J area code check-in. Those of you who are new to the show, that's your opportunity to rep your city, but you can only do it by calling in and listening live. You can do that by calling 714-816-4743. That's later in the show. I got a little news to talk about, some things that's on my mind. I want to distress. We want to talk about it, discuss it. The forum will be open. Make sure you follow me on Facebook or become my friend on Facebook. That way we can discuss the things that happen on the show, Twitter, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe. Thank you to all my new subbies. New videos are coming soon. Those of you who do it all the time, thank you for frequently visiting the website, MsJProductions.com. But without further ado, we're going to keep it going with all the good music. I support local artists, and one of my favorites is Sam Collier. No matter how we do it, we're going to give it our all right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the Constitution to no losing. We're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. You can't stop this movement. Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living, living, living. I'ma hit the blocks up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have away. Yeah, and I don't care if they say I'm not winning. think I've already won the war. Cause I can see the victory up ahead, and it's telling me to keep reaching out for more. It may not be that close, but I know I won't stop until I grab it. I feel like Indy with 6 seconds in the clock in my heart. I know I gotta have it. Hit the streets up like it's my last time to bend, bend, bend. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time giving everything I have away. Yeah, and I don't care if they say I'm not winning, winning. Cause I know I'm a winner, winner. Cause I know I'm giving to somebody who ain't never had it. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Cause I know they need it. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be the one to give it all. Oh, 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 oh. Another level and another place in time. I'm on my grind. I'm on my grind.
Hey y'all, this is M. Michelle, and I always OD on positivity, each and every day, right here on Miss J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J.
Molly, let's go get 'em.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for His glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
If you are sick of a life, let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Through Christ by to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. All that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired? Want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
At first He's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Pray close for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
See, everybody got a title. But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Try something new. Try something that works. ODing on positivity. It has been psychologically, spiritually, even mentally, physically proven, medically proven that changing your thoughts, your words, and your actions for the positive can change your life. Research shows that people who get up in the morning and speak positive affirmations, just getting up and saying, I will have a great day, today is going to be a great day, and they actually say it. I'm not saying get up and put it on Facebook. There is an actual difference than writing something down and speaking it out of your mouth. The study shows that people who wake up and speak positive words out of their mouth first thing in the morning are more successful than people who don't. It's just that simple. Studies have also shown if you change your routine every other week, every other month, even every other day, you actually open yourself up for brand new experiences and are more likely to become successful and reach your goals quicker than people who don't. This is not something I make up, y'all. I studied psychology for 4 years, so I said you show myself approved. I've done the research. You need to do it as well. So if it's just that easy, why don't we do it? Why is it so hard for us to get up and say something nice about ourselves? Why is it that as soon as we get in the mirror, the first thing we do is either moan, groan, or find something negative or wrong about ourselves? That's what the enemy wants us to do. Christ came that we may have life, and that more abundantly. So if you have an abundance of stress, an abundance of drama, an abundance of confusion, you are out of the will of God. God wants us to have life, an abundant life, filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with success, prosperity, all of those are good things. Now, you will have to go through some tests. You will be tried. You will go through the fire sometimes, through the fire, to the limit, to the wire, whatever. Shout out to Shaka Khan. You will go through. But those of us who remain positive, those of us who remain focused, those of us who don't waver, we don't fall, we don't rebel, we don't give up, the success is there and it will arrive quicker than those of us who stop and got to start all over again. I want to share this word with someone who's listening. A lot of us have made goals in our lives. We want to start a business. We want to start a certain career. We want to have a certain type of family, a certain type of marriage. Even those of you who are listening and you may be a little bit younger and you're still in school, maybe high school students on the West Coast, you should already be in class or going to class. So thank you for tuning in. Go ahead and get off the phone and get to class. Or you might be listening a little bit later, but no matter where you are in life, no matter how old you are, we all have set goals in our lives. All of us want to reach a goal. We want to become something. We want to do something. And a lot of times what's tugging at us is what we've been called to do, what we've been put here in life for, our purpose. I want to encourage everybody, anybody who has given up, you got to get back up and get on the saddle. You may have fallen off the horse. You may have failed numerous times. But I want you to be encouraged and understand that failure does not mean it's over. Failure is actually fertilizer that helps you grow. Do your research. 9 out of 10 billionaires, not millionaires, no, with a B, yeah. 9 out of 10 billionaires have all filed for bankruptcy at least 2 times in their life. Millionaires, those of us who know Donald Trump, all these other people who have millions and trillions of dollars, have failed at something at least 4 times. I mean, and not just fail like they started it and then put it out there. No, I mean major fails. Like, you've got commercials going on, you've got everybody excited about it, and it just didn't happen, and you feel like a fool. Millionaires and billionaires have gone through the same thing, and the reason why they're in the place that they are now, one of the main reasons is because they did not give up. They didn't just throw away that. They went back, perfected it, and tried it again. A lot of successful people have failed numerous times on the same thing that made them a billionaire. Yes, Oprah Winfrey, everybody loves Oprah. She failed at doing what she's doing now. But she didn't give up. She went back. She didn't stop doing interviews. She didn't stop getting in the news. She didn't stop doing what she's supposed to do. So the one thing that you were geared for, that you were focused on, It may not happen the way that you want it to happen, but that doesn't give you the right to just stop it. That's what you've been purposed for. That's what you're here for. So don't give up. Keep it going. You will get there. You will make it. It will happen. And one way you can do it is getting up in the morning, speaking something positive, and if it's difficult for you, all you got to do is call in to Ms. J in the morning and listen. I'll give you a word. I'll give you a laugh. I'll give you a smile. I'll help you look at something a little bit different. I'll encourage you, push you, probe you, force you to OD on positivity. So with that, I'm going to give you a little bit of music as well. Now, this is to all my ladies, but fellas, you got it too. Sometimes we're not getting to the place where we need to do because we got all these bags dragging behind us. We sitting here stressing about what happened yesterday. We don't even want to get into another relationship because of our ex, the one we chose to be with, the one we didn't do the research on, the one we didn't listen to what anybody else was saying. We didn't look at the warning signs. So we got all this baggage. We don't get into a little Erica Badu. Bag ladies. And bag gents. Let's go. Let them go. Right here on Ms. J in the morning. Stay tuned.
like mama, yeah.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
All of my book of backers, lady.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Zip line.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go. Let all those bags go. I'm here to help you do that. It's Miss J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who's tuned in. I got you locked in. We got the Miss J area code check-in coming up soon. So those of you who are listening on your computer, make sure you call in. Get in where you fit in, 714-816-4743. Shouts out to DJ Abnormal and my iArtist Radio family. Those of you who are listening on iArtistRadio.com, you can also rep your city as well. You can also download the iTunes app. The free app, go ahead and download it. The girl, Miss J, is featured on a mobile app. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Erykah Badu right here on Miss J in the Morning. Bad Lady. It's an oldie but greatie. That song always, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. That's the only song that makes you feel like you really can sing. Y'all know, Miss J, if I could sing, I would just sing all the songs. I would just do covers the whole morning. Okay, y'all ain't feeling that in your spirit. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. We're going to keep it pushing. That's why we play the best in inspirational music, to keep you inspired. You know, some people, like myself, me, myself, personally, y'all, we be going after some stuff that really ain't for us. Sometimes you haven't reached your goal because, just honestly, that just might not be the thing for you. If it's something that keeps pulling and keeps tugging at you, you fail at it, but you can't let it go, you got to do a self-check first. Then if it's confirmed, if it's proven, if you know this, know that you know that you know that you know, that's really where you should be going. You get up and you get back on it. But the truth is, there are some things that God is just saying, this is not my will. That is, no, that's not what I have for you. I have something better for you. There's a couple of people that continue to send me emails, and I told you guys the forum is opening up. New videos are coming. But those of you who are looking for my advice or my guidance, just want to ask a question for the show and get it answered. I get a lot of emails, and it's kind of crazy that mainly from women who really don't know what their talents are, what their gifts are. And I just want to make it real simple. Your gifts and your talents are the things that come natural to you. A lot of people are successful in skilled things. Some of us have been trained to do some things ever since we were little, and that's okay. But your God-given gift is a thing that you are great at that you don't need to go to school for. You don't need to get training for. You might need to fine-tune it, but it just comes naturally. There are a lot of dancers, you know, people, whatever you want to call it, they have that it factor, that je ne sais quoi. They have that thing. Whatever you want to call it, it's because it's natural. That's their gift. You have people that have been dancers all their lives and they only went to school because it was easier and they didn't want to do anything else. You have people that are good at being doctors because it comes natural to them. It's effortless. The things that don't make you sweat. And a lot of times those are the things that we look over. A lot of people are great at cleaning house, just going around cleaning your house. You walk in their house and you're like, ain't not a, you're scared to walk in the door because you don't want to get their flow dirty. That is a gift. Everybody doesn't have that. You can actually make money doing that. Some of you are just super organized. You just everything. You can remember everything. You have an awesome memory. You got your calendar. You know where it is. You put your computer smack dab in the middle of the desk where there's 3 inches all the way around the radius so you can make sure that your wrists are hitting it at the same. That just comes naturally to some of y'all. Those are your gifts that you can actually start a career and make money doing. Some of you guys are just natural around children. You just don't even know why. Kids just love you. They don't. You don't have to yell at a child. You don't have to. That's a gift. So you need to get into those things that come natural to you. Some of you guys like to cook to de-stress, and everybody just fall out slain in the spirit when you make something. Make them a plate, and they love it on you. And you're like, all I did was make some spaghetti. What is this? It's because it comes natural to you. So maybe you need to be in the culinary arts. Those are the things. Don't look at somebody else's stuff and say, well, you know what, I like that, and I'm going to do it. And I keep failing at it, but I'm going to keep going. No, look at what you got first. And then find yourself a mentor, somebody who's doing what you want to do, doing what you're good at, and they're successful at it. Let me just make this clear. Those of us who are looking for mentors, looking for guidance, make sure you get advice from people that are in the place that you want to be. It's okay to have a support system and friends that may not be there, but a mentor, a coach, somebody that's guiding you, they have to be in the place where you want to be. If you want to know how to make money, ask somebody who has money. Why are you going to ask somebody who keep losing money? Apparently, they ain't got it right. So how are they going to, they can tell you what not to do. You can use them as an example on what not to, you're going to learn today. But when you're looking for a mentor and a coach, you're trying to find out what your craft is and where you're going, find some people who are already in the position you are trying to be in. Do not get intimidated. Let them know, hey, I like what you're doing. I see what you're doing. I want to get into it. I'm curious about it. Can you help me out? 9 times out of 10, they'll say yes. And if they don't say yes, they'll probably say not now. So I want to encourage you guys to keep digging a little bit deeper, keep going a little bit further, keep doing the things that you have been called to do that come natural to you. So what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break. Y'all don't go nowhere. I see some more people that are calling in. Good morning. It's Miss J in the morning. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, it's the Miss J area code check-in. Got some new music. I got some news to talk about. What would happen if you were arrested by the police because you're on the most wanted list and you've never committed a crime? Would you sue the police officers? I don't know. A certain person didn't do that. We'll talk about that. What was you thinking? We'll talk about that when we get back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Manage, making it happen.
Worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaways.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you keep it locked on the website, MizJProductions.com. There you can get frequent updates on everything that's going on with the show, everyone we're connected to. If you're an artist up there and you want to be featured on the show, excuse me, make sure you email me, artist@MizJProductions.com. You can submit all your music in MP3 format, and you just might be featured on the show. If you want to be featured on the show, you have something you want to share with our listeners, you email me at info@MizJProductions.com. Those of you who continue to support the show, I'm grateful for you. Those of you who continue to tune in every day, my faithful listeners, I see you, and I'm thankful for all of you. Got a few more announcements coming up, but right now it's time for the Miss J area code check-in. Those of you who have called in, I see you, and I get excited to see a whole list of area codes that I don't even know where they come from. Those of you who are listening on your computer, you can get in on it right now. Go ahead and call in, 714-816-4743. This is your opportunity to rep your city and my opportunity to show my vocal skills. Miss J got some skills. I'm so multi-talented. That girl is good. So what we're going to do is get into it right now. Those of you who have called in, I got you locked in, and I'm grateful, and I'm thankful. So what we're going to do is get into the Ms. J area code check-in. Here's my flow. Here we go. No, I'm not going to do it that way. Let's go on 916-209-678-951-404-517-706-818-310-864-519-213-334-864-336-702-602-402-602-202-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201-402-602-201- I got you, boo. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to all my PCs and my Macs. Thank you so much. I love y'all. I love you all. Ms. J area code check-in, all the new area codes. I get excited to see new area codes and new callers. So let's get into some news, some things that are going on in my life that I want to share with y'all to encourage y'all. And sometimes it's really not for encouragement. I just need to vent. That helps me. Sometimes we just need to let off some steam and get it off our chest. So I'm going to leave the names will remain anonymous to protect the guilty and the innocent. But I had a little something that happened to me just on yesterday. I have a friend. No, I'm going to go ahead and shout her out. I'm on this one, I can do this. I'm going to call her out. Her name is Claudette, and I know she's listening, and I'm going to tell it. I told it on Facebook, and I got a few people who were concerned and wanted to know what was I talking about. If you're my friend on Facebook, you can go back and you can look at it. Those of you who are not, become my friend, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Well, yeah, I have a friend named Claudette who decided to come over on yesterday or a couple of days ago, and she showed me this sales ad for Best Buy, and she says, well, hey, they have this sale on new laptops. It's a bundle. You get the laptop, you get a flash drive, you get this sleek, nice little cover that your laptop can go in that zips up, you get the spyware, and you get a wireless mouse, all for about $370. I said, well, hey, that sounds familiar. That sounds like the same thing that I got last year. I said, well, let me see the paper, and I look at it, and sure enough, right, it's the same sale. I said, well, hey, it's good. She said, well, I'm going to go ahead and get it because I see you got it. You're pleased with your product. I see you're doing the things you need to do, ODing on positivity with your HP that you got on sale discount, and it's great and still working. So I'll go ahead and jump in and do the same thing. Let's go ahead on another day back to Best Buy, and let's go get the bundle. I said, sure, I don't mind rolling with you. So yesterday, a few days after that incident, yesterday, Claudette comes over, and we go to Best Buy. We have our children with us, and we're having a great time walking in Best Buy, and there's these huge tables with these big, beautiful boxes. They're showing the bundles, and they have pictures of the new HP bundle and all this great stuff, but there's something different. When I walked in, I felt something different in my spirit. I looked at the sign, and I didn't remember that price being the same that I paid for it. I remember my sign last year said $399, not $379. I said, well, you know, this is a little bit different. Maybe it's a different computer. Maybe you don't have as much space as mine. Whatever it is, I'm glad that you want to go ahead and get yours. Let's go for it. She picks the box up. She goes and she pays for it. They're asking her all the questions. Do you want to add Microsoft Office? Do you want to add the Geek Squad warranty? Do you want to add all this? Well, I step away, let her handle her business, and she comes out, and she's excited about spending under $500 for all this wonderful stuff that she got. And I said, hold up, swell up. You spend how much money? Yeah, hold up, swell up. You spent how much money? I don't remember that happening in my receipt looking the same. My receipt was closer to $600 and some odd. Why is yours $400 and some odd? This is not feeling right. I'm not feeling it in my spirit. I said, well, let me check this box out. Let me study to show myself approved. Let me do my own investigation. And I'm looking, she has Windows 8. Now, because I bought it last year, I got Windows 7. So she said, well, I don't know what it is. Let's go check it out when we get back to your house. So we come back to my house, and she opens her box. You know how it's like Christmas, you know, you open your box, and you got all the little packaging, and she's putting stuff together, and the computer comes on, and it has a sleek screen, and she got black on black and all this stuff. And I look at her keyboard, and the keyboard on the laptop has a 10-key section. The 10-key section is the same thing you have on your keyboard on your desktop. I say, so wait a minute. That's like having a desktop and a laptop all built in one. I don't have that on mine. So then she's sitting there, and she's putting this stuff together, and she's setting it up, and this beautiful screen just pops up with this beautiful desktop, and it says, hello. Yeah, that's what the computer does. It says, hello, welcome. Let's get started on personalizing your computer. I said, wait a minute. How do you get a whole presentation, a movie, a new age censored something that I didn't get? When I turned mine on, all it said was Windows, let's get started. So this is my issue with Best Buy. I think you need to be careful with what you release, because I am a little bitter and I am a little bit upset. And not only does she get it a year later, but she gets the upgraded version, and she gets it better for about $200 cheaper than what I paid for it. How do I get less and pay more? That's not, no. That's not what we do in life. So I just had to go ahead and release that I am a little bit upset. Y'all can call me a hater, whatever you want, but if it happened to you, you would feel the same way. You would be a little bit salty that you got a product you don't have for a year. If somebody comes with something that's upgraded that you don't have to do to yours and pay $200 less. Now, when I get my upgrade, guess what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to pay almost $200 to get the upgrade. It's going to be $100-something to get the upgrade to Windows 8 unless I get a hookup and get it for free. How is that? How is that? Then now I got to pay even more when she came out paying $200 less. So I went ahead and I vented, and that was the whole story behind what I said on Facebook. So there it is. I let it go. I released it. I'm not going to hold that baggage. I'm going to dedicate this next song to myself and to all of you out there. I'm still going to OD on positivity no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, including Best Buy and Claudette. I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I'm going to let Life Jennings go ahead and minister to me. It could have been worse. Right here on Miss J in the Morning. I got some more news to talk about, y'all. But ain't that some mess? Ain't that some mess? Life Jennings right here on Miss J in the Morning. We'll be right back after this. $200. What? Something else.
Yeah. We always complaining about how bad stuff is for us. Complaining about a light bill. Hell, there's people that don't even got light. You know? So I want to tell everybody listening, man, embrace your struggle, because no matter what, man, true story, it could have been worse. Come on. I was going through some changes in my life, cussing and complaining every night, telling God the way he's treating me ain't right, and how I don't deserve this. Then a voice from somewhere came to me. And say you got no audacity to fix your mouth to disrespect. How soon we forget. And he said, remember, we were sick and you got better. Remember, I put your family back together. Remember, I could have cut you off forever. So no matter how bad you think it hurts, it could have been worse. Got it rough. When there are babies who got mamas hooked on drugs, and this depression got some folks losing their homes. They spent their whole life saving for, it's petty in comparison. And tell me you would switch places with them.
You wanna go to God to complain,
but have you ever went to him to just say pain?
And don't you remember?
Somebody's watching you and giving you another chance. Good morning, it's Ms. J in the morning, where we OD on positivity. Right before that, that was Life Jennings, It Could Have Been Worse. For those of you who want to find that song, he's on Twitter, Facebook, all that. He has a powerful testimony. I might have to do a tribute to Life Jennings on a future show. It could have been worse. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Like to have fun on the show. We got some news that I got to share before we get to the end of the show. In Oakland, California, in the Bay Area, Oaktown, Chauvin. Chauvin is the man's name. He was kept on the police department's most wanted list for months, despite the fact that he wasn't actually wanted for any crime. This has actually happened a lot in California. He's 37 years old and an accountant, contributing to his community. Released that they were looking for him on the news. Yes. Said that he nearly beat a person to death with a baseball bat in 2011. And they were looking for him. So once he saw the news, he hid. He hid for about a week. He was like, I'm going in hiding. I don't know what to do. He was scared. People were scared. But then he ended up just turning himself in. He was like, you know what? Let's just get this over with. He was put in jail for 3 days, and they released on the news that one of Oakland's most wanted has been taken off of the streets. After doing research, fingerprinting him, all charges were thrown out, and he was thrown out of jail because all charges were false. The person they was looking for, they ain't even got the same name. Nope, I thought that too. Maybe it was same name, false identity. No, it wasn't even that person. That person for that crime they had attached it to had already been caught. This man was not wanted for anything. Nothing even happened. Just false imprisonment, defamation of character. He lost his job. And then after all that happened, did you know he stayed on the most wanted list for 6 months? Still had him on there. Didn't make no changes. Didn't apologize to him. After all this happens, do you not know he had to be talked into suing the police department? He has now filed a lawsuit. His lawyer is representing him. But this wonderful person decides that he wants to forgive and forget. Do you think it'll be that easy for you? I don't know. We're going to open up for the forum, and we're going to talk about it. I don't know. I mean, we're going to OD on positivity, but it's not always that easy. And there are some situations that will force you to say, oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. No, sir, no, ma'am. I don't care. I am going in. So let's open up the forum. We'll talk about it. We're at the end of the show. I wanted to make sure I shared that before we got off. But I want you guys to remember this. Love is the only thing that can cure all the ailments that we have. Positivity can do it as well. Make sure you OD on positivity every single day. You can't live your life without it. You can exist, you can survive, but true living comes in a positive life and with lots and lots of love. I love you guys. I truly do. And I'm going to leave you with this song, Canton Jones, Love Songs. I love it. I love K-Jo. Shout out to him. Shout out to all of you guys who tune in. And I look forward to listening. I look forward to you guys tuning in to listen. And loving on you every day. And I look forward to speaking to you in the morning. I love you guys. Mwah.
Without thinking about